Last year's violent deaths of black people at the hands of white law enforcement were followed up with demonstrations and protests across the country. Amid the hurt, a black woman in New Hampshire created a space for what she calls self-acceptance and well-being. WQBUR's Quincy Walters reports she's aiming to affirm black lives with a sex store.
Last summer, as incantations of justice for black lives were reaching their apex, ideas of revolution were churning in the mind of Catherine Sabir Beach.
A sexually fluid Muslim black woman who also happens to be queer.
She was thinking about black people and
how we're mistreated, murdered, disrespected, disregarded in society as a whole. I wanted to make a space where black folks and queer people and people of marginalized genders weren't just included. Like, I wanted us to exist because of us, not just including us.
Sabir Beach has worked in the adult novelty industry for several years, and so she figured she'd use that experience and expertise as a foundation for that space she wanted to make, and she dubbed it House of Body.
B-A-W-D-Y. Black folks specifically will say House of Body. Like, they just know. They just draw out the word. It's exciting.
And the word house is a nod to drag and ball culture, but the concept of home is something she wanted to foster with her store. Sabir Beach wants House of Body to be more than just a source of cuffs and other kinky stuff. She doesn't want sexy things to be House of Body's only commodity.
So if you go on their website, houseofbody.com, It's only an online site for now. It is bannered with a message that says, "Black lives, pleasures, desires, and dreams don't just matter here. They are why we are here." And there's also a playlist of songs they call baby making music and twerking anthems that sort of served as sort of inspiration for this venture.
And there are pictures of everyday people with all types of bodies wearing risque lingerie.
I feel seen. And that's with a capital S.
People like Cambridge resident Kelly Tiller.
Pronouns are she, her, hers. And queer masculine center. Yes, so my day job, I am an attorney.
And not a professional sexy attire model. But when she saw a call for models on House of Body social media, she knew she had to do it.
Being on a health journey myself and really feeling comfortable in my skin, being able to show my body and showcasing that, it really just felt like such a natural experience.
And now Tiller says she's a House of Body consumer, not just of the products.
Now, you know I done bought some of the products. You know, watch out.
Tiller has also been interested in some of the Zoom classes that House of Body has held about sexual health and well-being. And that aspect is exciting to Maryland-based black sexologist Desiree Robinson. She says she now has a place where she can direct clients for additional support because there aren't a lot of spaces like House of Body.
So even having a space where you think of, oh, this is just where I buy my toys and have fun and kiki, but they're also offering classes, blog posts, resources. Appropriate sex education is important.
But she says at its core, House of Body is meeting a very foundational human need.
Most things come down to this basic principle that the key motivator to human behavior is the need to belong. We all need to belong someplace. And so whether that is our families, our social groups, our jobs, even someplace like a sex store.
But the owner of House of Body, Catherine Sabir Beach, says it's much more than a sex store. It's sort of a citadel for
wellness, belonging, joy, pleasure. Definitely that one.
Sabir Beach says in a world that seems to either ignore or fetishize or abuse black people and people with different types of bodies, she wanted to make a space where her and their existence can just be and where they don't have to fight or protest for it. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.